Going on, everybody? This is Tyree, and welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. I'm sorry for missing you guys yesterday, but we're back at it today on this glorious Tuesday morning. I'm out on the front porch now, and my girls are just waking up. So, living out their last couple days of freedom before they have to go back to school. So I decided to come out on the porch, get here with nature. Not too much going on out here, just hearing the birds and cars drive by. So I figure, let me get out here and make a mess, get a video out and a podcast going. So we just got done celebrating our wedding anniversary. If you guys didn't already know, it's been 12 years between me and my wife, Tiffany. And man, from the moment we woke up, we were hyped because we have been through so much. And I know that there's still more waiting for us down the road, but we have been through so much that we just couldn't wait to get up and just tell each other, happy anniversary. Where we celebrated our relationship, not so much each other, but we celebrated the relationship and the ups and downs, the ins and outs, and the fact that we're still here even after all this time. And so it's really it was an amazing situation and event. We bought her some flowers. We went out to dinner. We hit the movies. Believe we did some school shopping for the girls. We still got to do more of that. And we really enjoyed each other. So, and we went to bed. So it was pretty cool, man. And so I was happy to share this information with you guys about how we went. So, and also for everybody who wishes happy anniversary and all that. And I seen you guys who was liking the podcast and applauding. I want to thank you all for being here and hearing that and just, showing support for your guy over here. And, I truly appreciate it, man, as time goes by. So the recording today sounds a little different. I don't have my microphone, so I'm using my cell phone's microphone this morning. And the reason I do that, is because things aren't always going to go as you expect. There is never a perfect situation. However, you should be able to move past that and put yourself out there, and let the people decide whether or not they're feeling you or not. And so even if they're not, somebody out there is waiting on you. And so for anybody who comes to hear me, hear Tyree, and to hear about what's going on, or maybe there's something that from the podcast you guys can take along with you in your life and in your journey here on earth, then that's what I'm going to do. And even if it's one person, man, that's more than enough for me, because that's why we're here in the first place. We're here to share and live and provide information to each other, and that's how we grow as a people. Well, the subject I had to speak to you guys about today. Actually, there's a few things I wanted to share with you guys, but I wanted to keep the podcast, keep this episode short. And I want to tell you something that you probably have heard a billion times. Not here on the podcast, but you've probably heard a billion times. But I'm going to tell you, this is something essential to any lasting relationship, whether you are raising your children, whether you are with your spouse or your partner, and anyone that you're willing to share your time with. You're not always going to get along, and you understand that, and you know that. You're not always going to get along, and there's going to be times where you just, you want to walk away from the other person on the other side of that table, and you want to just move on with your life, because maybe things would be a little bit easier if you didn't have that extra something on your mind throughout your day. When those times happen, when that feeling of you rather be alone catches up with you, or you feel like you have to, when you speak to that person, you feel like there's an argument coming, or you get a little frustrated with trying to communicate with that person, I'm going to tell you now that sometimes you need to embrace being quiet and letting the situation breathe for a moment. And I say that because for men, we constantly want to hear, one, that women understand us, or our partners understand where we're coming from, because instinctually, we are logical creatures. We argue with logic. And whatever doesn't make sense, we won't do. But if it makes sense to us, we're going to do it anyway. And some people say that women, they argue and they fight with their emotions. Not all women, but enough for people to say that it is women, and they argue with emotions. And so we have two different extremes that try to talk to each other and communicate with one another, and it doesn't always turn out the way we expected it. So what I want to tell you guys today is, when those times come up, I want you to take a second before responding, before looking for your spouse to speak when immediately or when you expect them to speak. You need to fall back. Say what you need to say and let them process what they've heard and what they've said. Okay, and so and another tip for you as well is, when they are going maybe off the rails, when they're going off the rails, because it ain't always us, fellas, when they're going off the rails, and maybe they're spewing, you know, whatever they're talking about, they're going at it. You're going to want to defend yourself. You're going to want to speak up. You're going to want to prove them wrong. You're going to want to make a statement. Whatever the case may be, you want to do something. It's not in our nature to just stand there and let things happen to us, because we are men and we are not weak creatures, and we don't let people shut us up, and we don't fall back to attack. That's not in our nature. So that's why I'm telling you guys this, that when it comes to certain situations like that with people you care about, other people you don't care about, you don't need to, you know, defend yourself, say what you need to say, get your point out there and stand your ground. You understand? But sometimes every form of communication and every situation does not require a response. And I don't want you to clam up and be frustrated. I want you to remain calm, not silent. I want you to remain calm. Give the situation a chance to breathe and then provide your response. We do too many things that happen in the heat of the moment, especially for us men. We do too many things that happens in the heat of the moment, and we can say or do something that is just so left field that we could either hurt ourselves, we hurt the other person, we destroy our own things, and at the end of the day, we look like a fool. When at first, we were the logical ones. Be the master of your emotions and be the master of your actions. And if you feel like you have a limit to that before you snap, or before you feel like, you know, that other version of you is coming out, then please, I'm telling you, to fall back from the situation. Think about what was said and what's done, and not what happened to you. Think about the actions that you portrayed, because you can't control other people and what they do. But you are in control of you. So this was today's podcast. I wanted to share that with you guys. My name is Tyree. This channel is called Lock Pop Talks. You can definitely find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn to a certain point. I want to thank you guys all for being here. A quick update on my second book. It is still in the process. If you want, message me and I can add you to our email list so that as soon as the book is available, you will know. I haven't priced the book at all, but I'm looking somewhere about $5 or less. Or actually, maybe we're thinking about a donation. I haven't quite decided yet, but there's going to be some free things available for you guys along the way, as well as this podcast. Again, I wanted to tell you guys, thank you all for your love and support, for wishing a happy anniversary. I wish you all the best of luck in your relationships, and I'm going to check you guys out tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.